This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And busy, busy, busy getting ready for the Sutherland Blackberry Festival. Longtime organizer Dwayne Waller running around. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing good. You, I'm sure, are very busy today because you got the 38th anniversary of your three-day event starting tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I feel like a one-armed paper hanger. Actually, we're moving along really well. Things are shaping up. We'll be starting Friday morning, putting everything in the park, and we'll have a drive-in movie for classic cars at 5 o'clock on, or excuse me, the park opens at 5 for the drive-in, and movie starts at dusk. So we have Smokey and the Bandit on tap this year.
Perfect movie for hanging out in a classic car.
Oh, yeah. Should be a lot of fun.
And, of course, this is Central Park in Sutherland. If people haven't been in Sutherland, if they're new to the area, right there, I mean, the main way through town, you can't miss it.
Yeah, there's a train and a big half shell. So between the train and the half shell, if you pass either one or both of those, you went too far.
All right. So talk about what's happening Saturday.
Swap meet starts on Friday and continues Saturday and Sunday. We have a bus running on Saturday from the car show to the swap meet and back. So if you want to park your car in the park and go check out the swap meet, you can get a bus ride across town. It doesn't cost a dime. You can also park as spectators at Lorne Young Fields and catch a bus there to the swap meet and to the park itself. So we've got, on Saturday, we've got a car show. We've got mud volleyball. And we've got a cook-off. And we've got BMX races for the kids. And then Saturday night, we have a cruise.
And talk about the cruise. Where does it go?
Right down Central. It's a closed cruise, which is rare these days. But we close the streets, and we let the cars that were in our car show cruise. And anybody else that wants to cruise has to be 75 or older and in vehicle model. So if they were 75 or older, they can cruise.
Now, do they just show up? Do they have to sign up? Or how does it work?
Just show up. We don't register for the, well, we don't sign up for the cruise. We just have everybody come down to the old Rife's Furniture Store parking lot, or which is now Goodwill, and go through the registration there. They get you a sticker, take $5, you get in the cruise.
Pretty simple. And you've got some live music too, right?
We have, I'm drawing a blank here, Hectic Week is going to be in the park on the half shell Saturday night for our cruise, so they'll be playing there.
Now, the Sutherland Blackberry Festival, all about blackberries, going way back. I mean, do blackberries just grow more in Sutherland, or what's the connection?
Well, there actually is no connection. That's the funny part about it. The Blackberry Festival just happens to be when blackberries are ripe. So it was the most annoying thing they could come up with at the time, I think. But it worked. So it's been the Blackberry Festival forever.
That's amazing. I've been here a long time. I didn't actually know that.
It was after graffiti and after Timber Days, so they wanted to put a show together that would, you know, give Sutherland something, and they came up with the blackberries because they're ripe.
All right.
And it worked.
Well, perfect. And you've got a blackberry cook-off and other things like that, too.
We do, and we may even have OPB come down and do a feature on blackberries, so it should be interesting, to say the least.
All right. Now, you do all that on Saturday, but there's more Sunday.
On Sunday, we have the mud drags, we have a motorcycle show, and we have a bike build-off in the middle of the motorcycle show. So these guys have gone out, and 100 days ago they started. So they have 100 days to build a motorcycle from scratch and put it together and get it on the stage.
Wow. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is, and it's impressive to see.
Now, I saw there is also, what, a diaper derby and also a pet pie-eating contest? How does that work?
So the pet pie-eating contest is Sutherland, Umpqua Woodstock. They came up with a pet pie-eating contest. Basically, they have pies made that are safe for dogs to eat, and you bring your dog in and see whose dog can eat the pie the fastest.
Gosh, and are these blackberry pies, or does it matter?
No, it's not a blackberry pie. They are made for dogs. wild blackberries are something a dog can eat. That's not what these are about. It's not our palate that they're trying to please.
So if there are any left over, don't eat one.
No, don't eat one.
What could somebody would do it if you didn't tell them that? And amongst the other things going on here, you've got an opportunity for people to win a really cool pickup. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a 1956 Ford pickup. So we found this from a guy in Glide, and we snatched it up real quick last year and hit it. And it's a beautiful truck. We took it to Klamath Falls, drove it down there, drove it back. Had a great time. We were doing well. Let's just say we broke the speed limit, but it drives like a car. So they have wrenched the front cross member from a Lincoln Mark 7 into the frame and used the Lincoln Mark 7 rear axle, and so it literally drives just like a car.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Boy, sounds cool. How do people sign up for an opportunity to maybe win this?
There are several vendors in Sutherland that sell tickets still, but they may be pulling their tickets tomorrow. So if they wanted to get tickets, they can go to Sutherland A1 Rental, Nolan's Barbershop, Abby's Pizza, Sutherland Liquor Store, and you can pick up tickets there. And there's some other locations as well. I don't have a list in front of me.
So, but, when do you do the drawing?
We do the drawing 5:00 on Sunday. Every year we give a different car away, and this is our first 56 Ford, so that's always good.
Yeah. So other things about the Blackberry Festival people need to know?
It's hopefully not going to be really hot this weekend, so we should be able to pull this off without anybody getting a heat stroke. But we're hosting a young 5-year-old that's selling lemonade.
That's cool.
She's selling lemonade to raise money for her brother's liver transplant. So we're going to do what we can to help them out.
Wow. Good opportunity to be really generous there.
Well, it's what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. Good deal. Well, it's been going on for 38 years, Blackberry Festival in Sutherland. I know you've got a Facebook page and a website as we wrap it up. What would you say to encourage people to come out if they've never been there?
Oh, if you haven't been to the Blackberry Festival, you have to understand it's not the county fair. It's a lot more fun. We have 75 craft booths in the park. You can find something for everybody. It's a lot of fun just to walk around and see what's going on, and it doesn't cost for anything but the mud races to spectate. So it only costs $10 to get in the mud races, and 8 and under are free. So it's a good show.
All right, Dwayne Waller, Sutherland Blackberry Festival, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, 8:40 at the Morning Report.
August is national.